Back inside the Rogers Center tonight, the roof is wide open. It is spectacular. Just a beautiful night for baseball here in Toronto. Orioles in front, 1-0. A home run off of Robbie Ray by Ryan Mountcastle. But that got Robbie Ray settled into a nice groove. He's fanned four out of the next five coming to the plate, including the side in the second inning. Now 8-9-1, Jorge Mateo, Kelvin Gutierrez, then Austin Hayes in the top spot. Out of the wind, the pitch. And Mateo takes a slider on the outside corner, called strike one. Really excited always to visit with the director of operations from the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, Scott Crawford. The 0-1 pitch from Ray is down and in, one ball and one strike. Scott, it's been a long time. Back in 2019 when we were just having a casual conversation here at the ballpark, who knew what the next couple of years would be like for everybody? And it's great to have baseball back here in Toronto, and I'm sure everybody at the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum is excited about the Blue Jays returning as well.
It is. They're so excited. I mean, we opened mid-July this year, and the baseball fans are pouring in the doors and excited that the Jays are back in Toronto and winning some exciting games.
The 1-2 pitch to Mateo. Swing and a miss. Mateo is down on strikes. How about number five for Robbie Ray? All right, now this is a big question. If the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum had its choice, what piece of memorabilia would you like from Robbie Ray's ongoing incredible season to put on display?
You got to go with his shirt. His jersey. Let's call it a jersey. It's great on him. It's doing very well.
First pitch to Kelvin Gutierrez, fouled back. That's strike one. Scott Crawford, the director of operations from the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame, our guest here in the broadcast booth. You mentioned you opened the doors actually beating the Blue Jays back on to Canadian soil and welcoming baseball fans to St. Mary's. The 0-1 pitch, down and in. One ball and one strike now on Gutierrez. What is exciting about the doors being back open in St. Mary's?
Yeah, we can just talk baseball with people. Yeah. It's such a game that's loved in Canada, and there's so many fans and young kids that come in with their Jays jersey, whether it's Bichette or Vladdy or anyone, and it's just great to talk baseball with them and see their excitement in their eyes that they can go to a ball game again.
Pitch in the dirt, two balls and one strike, and especially this year with Larry Walker finally getting his due, going to Cooperstown in the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum. I'm sure there's a massive display and more to talk about even with Larry. Swing and a miss by Gutierrez.
Yeah, Larry's the greatest Canadian hitter ever, all-around hitter ever, and we have a special display of him up. We put it up last year because last year was supposed to be Larry's year. It's still up now, and September 8th, just next week, we're going to have two Canadians in the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
The 2-2 pitch, swinging a line drive over second into right field, down for a base hit. Gutierrez pokes it the opposite way, and the Orioles have a one-out base runner. There's a lot of exciting stuff going on within the museum and around the museum, too. Tell us what exactly the buzz is around the museum as people not only can feel comfortable getting back and playing the games, being outside and competing with their teams, but what's so special about the ball fields and the ballpark and the whole atmosphere around the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame?
Yeah, we have a 32-acre site with four baseball fields. There's kids 5 years old up to 20 years old playing ball every single night. We have four fields that are full of kids. And just to see them laughing, enjoying, getting better, and watching, you know, their friends play and kids play, and it's great every night. Tonight there's four games on our ball fields.
Austin Hayes at the plate takes upstairs. That's ball one. If you're a coach or a mom or a dad listening and you think, man, that'd be an awesome experience, how does one go through the process to make sure that they can have a game on one of those four fields?
Yeah, it's very easy. We just had Guelph and Waterloo here on the weekend.
1-0 off the bat of Hayes popped up in front of the Oriole dugout. Vladdy is there, and he makes the catch. Two away.
And there were a bunch of 12- and 13-year-old kids. They came out. They played a doubleheader. We had a big barbecue for them, and then they had a tour of the museum. So it's very easy to just call the Hall of Fame and book it just like the teams did this past weekend.
You can get more information online in a brand new website that was just launched recently as well. What's the quickest way for people to go online and find more information about the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, like you said, our brand new website launched last week. It's just baseballhalloffame.ca, totally redesigned and redone, and it's full of information, how to get there, what to do, how to buy tickets, buy merchandise. It's a full-fledged website now.
Ryan Mountcastle, who gave this game its only score with a home run back in the first, swings and fouls the pitch back. That's strike one. Scott Crawford, the Director of Operations at the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, our guest here on the broadcast. You can call the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame at 519-284-1838. 519-284-1838. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball is by him. No balls and two strikes on Mountcastle. What is one thing among the exhibits, plaques, that if you're going as a first-timer to the Hall of Fame that people have to check out?
Easy answer. We got Joe Carter's home plate and his batting helmet from that famous World Series winning home run he hit 93.
The 0-2 pitch. Mountcastle, one hopper, right back to Ray. He's got it. Throws to first in time to retire the Orioles here in the third. No runs, a base hit, a man is left, and more conversation with Scott Crawford coming up on the other side of the break. Orioles with a 1-0 lead over the Blue Jays. This is Blue Jays Baseball powered by Jack Links on the Sportsnet Radio Network.